All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Rocket X Podcast. I'm your host, Victor Rancourt. With shoulder season around the corner, I know a lot of you guys are starting to get nervous. I'm seeing more messages than ever. What do we do? My call volume's down. Nothing's working. No matter what I do, I can't get in front of customers. Nobody's buying. They're trying to push everything off. And I thought it'd be very important to bring on, a special guest today that really specializes in making sure that we stay busy year-round. And this is kind of what my cheat code is. Everyone asks, like, oh, how do you keep hiring guys and bringing more people on? Well, you can do that when you're predictive with your marketing, predictive with how many calls you're going to have on the board. So everybody else is pulling back. We're pushing forward, heading into shoulder season. So with that being said, I got my guest, Mr. Chris Bedron. Chris Bedron is the owner of Rocket Bookings, which is a outbound call center for the trades, and also RP1, which is an automation software for the for any home service business. We specialize in HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. But yeah, Chris, welcome to the podcast, brother. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think we've slowly become the experts at shoulder season over the years. It's been going on for a while now, and it's a great story. It all started with Absolute Airflow back in the day.
Well, as you know, Absolute Airflow has about a 10-month shoulder season. So we're sunny in 75 most of the time, and then from there we got to figure out how to get back in front of those customers or reactivate them. And I think that was what my first couple of years was trying to figure that out in business. And once I did figure that out and how to keep our guys busy is when we really got to scale. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But, obviously one of the big things heading into shoulder season is, what do we do, right? Like, which customers do I go after? Which customers should I be retargeting? And I know, that's kind of what you guys specialize in. When someone hires you, you kind of go in through, scrub their list, kind of figure out to make sure we're actually going after the right people. You want to talk about what you guys are doing as far as like data management and how to make sure that we're going after the right people. We're not going after like a one-year-old system or 6-month-old system we just installed. We don't want to go out there. We want to find those older units. How are you guys doing that?
100%. I think the companies that can control their shoulder season the best are the ones with the best data management, just like you said. One of the best things when we worked with that Absolute Airflow is you guys had processes in place that you followed throughout the year for when it came time to turn into the database, when the leads are few and far in between. We were able to really hyper-focus things, that like places that we wanted to be. Like, you guys did a great job of tagging systems. And I know that that sounds simple, but we run into so many companies that aren't recording the age of the system, aren't putting pictures of the equipment into Service Time, into House Call Pro. That's what these CRMs are for. You can build a razor sharp calculated outbound strategy around the people in there. So, it goes back to tagging 1 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 10, 10 plus, 12 plus, 15 plus. Because when you hire an outside vendor like us and you tell us, we need 250 calls over the next 60 days, it's going to make a huge difference in revenue and ROI if I can get you in front of 250 systems that are 10 years old, right? So just the basics. And that goes with everyone too. Like, and I know you guys, this is a big thing that you guys talk on when you guys are doing the trainings. Get the information from every single customer, whether you made it out to the house or not. You and Michelle do a great job coaching on this. When somebody calls in the middle of summer and the call board is slammed and you can't make it out there, we're getting all that information from that customer as if we're going there, even if you know you're not going to be able to make it out, right? Once you get that information.
Well, I find it funny, Chris. I talk to my clients and they're like, oh, well, I got 2,000 club members, or I got 1,500 club members. And I ask, well, how many non-club members are in your database? And so many people are so focused, or they got blinders on, to think like, oh, only the club members are the ones that we contact in the shoulder season, when it's not true, right? Like, for us, like, I just ask how many people you have in the database. And there's a statistic that every 2,000 people in your database is $1 million a year in revenue. Okay, so if you got 10,000 people in your database, you have $5 million in revenue just sitting there. You just haven't learned how to mine it, how to actually navigate that data to get to it. And going back to talking about like how we tag things and things along those lines, and keep in mind, it's not just age of system, right? Like, if your guys went out there and they recommended indoor air quality, or they recommended ductwork, right? And a lot of the companies that I'm partnered in and people I talk to, in the summertime, we're not doing ductwork. All right, we want to get in. We want to install as many systems as we possibly can. Well, now shoulder season's here, and now all those things become duck opportunities. So you guys should be really talking and really making sure that your staff is labeling those, right? When you see a photo of bad ducting, those are the company customers we want to go back out to in the shoulder season as well. I see a dramatic increase, and you could even have a conversation with customers. Hey, this is the only time of year we're going to be able to fix this. Middle of summer, we can't fix this. We're busy in the middle of winter. Like, this is the time of year that we're doing ductwork because obviously our guys can be in the attic longer, things along those lines. And those are also things we can target. So make sure you guys are, you're not just thinking about the equipment as well. There is opportunity on ductwork. You just got to make sure that you understand which customers have that.
Yeah. I like what you said about the database, 2,000 customers being $1 million in revenue. I think we've even seen it be worth more than that at some points, depending on how well that they nurture it, right? Like, we've worked with some companies that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years, but they took no steps, no actions to stay in contact with their customer. It does start to expire, right? People move statistically every 7 years. And sometimes they hire us and, it's a little bit late. We start calling them and we find out that, hey, 8% of your list, these numbers are actually disconnected now. 12% of your people moved out of the state, right? 5% of the people, you haven't talked to them in 5 years, they're on a club membership with someone else. So keeping those tags and knowing who's in the database, but also staying in touch with them is really going to determine what the value of those customers is going to be.
Well, even when I talk to people, we're talking about maybe a partnership or acquisition stuff, and I ask them how many active customers, right? Because everyone thinks like, oh, I got 20,000 people in my database, but I haven't talked to them in 8 years, right? And we're talking active database. What's the last 24 months, how many of those people have you actually seen, right? And how many have been out to you? And they're like, well, those are my customers. And I said, well, I would almost bet every dollar I had that customer is in your database and probably 2-3 other competitors' databases as well. So how are you making sure they are your customers? And also, this is the time of year we got to get ahead of shoulder season, right? So what happens is this is the time of year when everybody's getting ready for winter. Well, now you don't want to start your campaign when it's already January and everybody else already went out there and they picked up all the money in the shoulder season while you're sitting around waiting for calls to come in. And that's another thing we notice a lot during the summertime, right? Like the companies, like my companies, we struck in March, April, May before the summer got there. And then by the time the summer came, those guys, I thought they were going to get those broken down systems. We already replaced them.
Right. Yeah. And we actually have a strategy that revolves around everything you just said. So a lot of these bigger companies are starting to get the hang of this, like getting the timing of the season change. What happens is at the end of the summer, whether you get that last heat wave or not, the mindset of people shift, right? They go, oh, we've been hot all summer. We got one last heat wave. They may call you out for an estimate. But then when they see the price, all of a sudden they say, we're just going to tough it out, right? We don't want to replace the air conditioner. We're going into heater season. So one thing that we use is we get ahead of it. Like, as soon as the evenings start to dip, like the first dip when it starts getting down into what's cooler for your climate, that's typically when we want to start outbounding, and we're going after the non-club members, depending off of the data in your CRM. In a perfect world, I'm getting rid of club members. I'm getting rid of the younger systems. And just like you, if you have a big database at Absolute, you guys had so many people in that we actually broke that up by sections. So we broke it up into a north, east, west, and south region. So when we outbound, we're doing 800 phone calls a day to the north, and then to the east, then the west, and the south. So we can actually not only add the call volume to the call board, but put it in a specific area for the day, because that's when we're booking those calls. And that's when this data really starts to become your friend. But building urgency with a promotion, it's okay to tell your customers, hey, we understand it's not heater season yet. What we're doing right now is that pre-season maintenance. And when they say, hey, we're not using the heater just yet, we're still kind of hot. Hey, Mr. Smith, I totally understand. That's why right now we're going to book this for $49.99, $59.99. As we get a little bit closer to, heater season, that is going to go up as we run out of capacity. So if you want to get your system serviced today to make sure it's running safely and efficiently for your family, today's going to be the best value to do that. Can we get you on the schedule? And people are really receptive to that kind of language, because not only are you making the outbound call, but they feel good about it, right? You're going out of your way to help that customer. And we find that we've been able to fill up people, and we don't fill up the entire schedule in August for heaters, right? What we start doing is we'll put one service call per tech in the morning, and we'll start pushing that out to 2-3 weeks, right? And then we'll start bringing it back and layering it in, depending on how much demand they actually have and how well the marketing is working.
Well, that's something I, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the summertime, they're like, oh, we don't do outbounding. We don't run tune-ups in the summer. And I said, oh, well, I would challenge you to really rethink that because, you know, like what you said, right? Like now it's easier to get calls in the summer, right? So I'm trying to fill my board and then I can add more sort of maintenance techs. And I think it also comes down to mindset on calls, right? Like most companies, they think, oh, it's a maintenance call. Those calls don't matter. We push them off, right? And that's really, that really comes down to really changing your vision on that. So like I would rather, as a technician, repair calls are good, right? Like obviously I love repair calls, but I really love tune-ups because it allowed me to take more time and educate the customer and go through the entire system and go through and show them everything that's possible. And that's what, you know, we've really built all my companies on. That's what we built, you know, or even our training program on is teaching companies how do you turn these $59, $69, $89 tune-ups into $15, $20, $30,000 system replacements and really getting that mindset right. And that's, I think that's one of the biggest things in the wintertime is people, for some reason, because it's not easy, right? Like anybody can sell an air conditioner in the summer, right? It's like a drunken monkey can sell an air conditioner. Now, in the wintertime, we have to really put in more work and educate and talk to the customers. And I think that's something important too. I mean, I have our probably my favorite class I run is our furnace tune-up class because I take guys that normally think in wintertime they don't make money and I teach them how to sell $100,000, $200,000 a month in the wintertime. And they're like, holy shit, I've never seen this before. So you want to talk a little bit about the difference of the companies that are successful with you as far as running tune-ups versus the ones that are just like, oh, we're just filling the board and the average ticket's like through $200, $300.
100%. And that's a really good segue because, you know, going back to the promotion, every Rocket Bookings client before they sign on, this is the things that I'm talking about when I'm showing them the program, right? Profits through service, okay? We are setting you up on a promotion on purpose because what's the easiest way to, how do you sell a club membership? You go in there, you show them what you guys are made of, and you show them how you service a system, and you do it with a smile. So when we're booking 200, 300, 500 calls for a company, I'm telling that owner, look, I'm setting you to sell this club membership and get a five-star review on every single call, no matter what. And the way that we advise you do that is, hey, Mr. Smith, it looks like, you know, fantastic. You got one of the most competitive offers we've ever done. It's a $59 tune-up because it's the preseason maintenance. You know, today we're going to go through this checklist, and this goes back to also having a process, right? You know, you need to make sure that everyone's saying this stuff on every single call. But hey, this is what we're going to do with the system. We're going to do a multi-point inspection. We're going to check this, 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 and this. If you have the filter on hand, I'm going to go ahead and change that for you today. Just so you know, if you want to keep receiving service like this at a discounted rate like you are today, we have our club membership. It's only $199 a year, and you get to also take advantage of the discounted service, but 10% off indoor air quality, 10% off repairs. Whatever your program is, it's the easiest way to go in there, make a customer happy, and sell that membership. Now, through the process of talking to your database, let's say you have 20,000 people in your service site, 18,000 of them are club members. Just for numbers' sake, our goal as a company is to obviously schedule those diagnostics and those estimates for you, right? If you're going to talk to 18,000 people, you're going to come across the, my neighbor actually just got a heat pump. I saw that maybe there was a rebate. And this is where your other marketing comes into play, right? It's supposed to be an omni-channel push with the same message. You know, maybe it's not working that well. We were thinking about replacing it. And that's also the purpose, right? Staying in touch. We're always marketing for the service because it gets you guys through the door. But we want all these other things that come along with this. So obviously, it comes down to dispatching for profit too. You know, when you're working with a company like us, if we're going to book you that many calls, you're going to make sure that you're getting your best communicators on the opportunity calls. If you see a 22-year-old system come in, please don't send the level one technician who, you know, doesn't have a high average ticket. We need to send the right people to those calls.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's gonna, you obviously got to make sure he has, I mean, the right guy, right tech, right call, right, is one of the most important things. I mean, you can't have the guy in there fucking popping a wheelie, getting all hot and horny just because he sees a 20-year-old system, right? You got to make sure you got the right guy that actually can diagnose it, figure out what's going on, take the time.
Seriously.
And we talk about that as well. And obviously, one of the things that, you know, we do in the business as well is really the automation side as well. You know, I think that we had a call the other day, and RP1 actually booked the call on an outbound on a texting campaign, booked the call for us. We went, ran the call, did a great job. It followed up, got us a five-star review. And then 2 days later, the AI actually followed up with the rehash and followed up on the estimate, and we actually sold a $16,000 job from it. And a lot of people are just missing these steps, and they think, "Oh man, I'm spending. Hey, I don't want to buy another software." But it's like when the software makes you money, it's kind of a no brainer. And I think that, you know, people don't realize the power of automation and doing these things, that because they think they're tech. Oh, my techs and my sales guys are following up. One of the biggest things I like to do is not leave anything up to chance, right? Like, I love my technicians, I love my sales reps, but I don't trust them to follow up with every call. I don't trust them to offer every solution on every call. So like, those things are like checks and balances that we have in place to make sure that we are doing that. Do you want to talk a little bit about what RP1 is doing as far as automation and getting these businesses, you know, to where they're seamless? There's no money left behind.
Right. And that's actually a really good experience of the customer journey. So, I know a lot of companies are trying to weave together a lot of different softwares. What it does is it sort of confuses the customer. Like, one of the biggest things about RP1 is when you go out and we market to get you a call on the board, and then we ask for the review, and then we start rehashing the customer if you don't close it out, it all happens in the same thread with the same phone number that the company associates with, I'm sorry, with the client that associates that to the company. So when we built our automations, we didn't intend them to replace people in the office. What we intended them to do is to supercharge them, right? I want to make it feel like you have 100 CSRs when in reality you only have 5. But all that busy work is being done through automations. So, you know, RP1, it's cool because one of the biggest topics when I used to do outbound training for people, it always started with scrubbing that list. And that's where people really start getting tripped up, right? Actually taking the data and formulating a plan around it. RP1 is really cool because it syncs everything over and it brings the contacts and the tags with it into it. So from there, when you go and you create a campaign, now we're deciding who we want to go after in seconds, right? And again, data management is so important. But we start marketing these customers, 5-star reviews, they only help your business grow, right? And I love the thing that you say, you know, Google's a data company. At 30 reviews, you're a real company. At 300 reviews, you're a good company. And 1,000 reviews, you're a premium company. The problem is guys, you know, these companies are running thousands and thousands of calls a year. And they're still, when you look at their Google page, they're at 100, 150, 200 5-star reviews. That's not enough. And it's because maybe the guys are asking, but maybe they're not. But we kind of take that out of their hands with the automation. So every time a ticket gets closed out in ServiceTitan or HouseCall Pro, we're going to automatically text that client and ask for a 5-star review. Now, what we learned is if someone's upset with your company, they're going to take the time to go above and beyond to try to ruin the reputation. And that's why they say one bad review will cost you tens of thousands of dollars, because that's true. We've seen it happen many, many times. Now, what happens when someone's happy is they don't even take the time to write the review. They just click the 5 stars and hit next. And that's the level of passion when that happens. So what we figured out is we figured how to kind of segue and offer a survey so you guys have an opportunity to intervene with a bad review and handle that customer privately before it actually goes and hits the Google page, right? And that's what we've seen. It tracks all the reviews and it's all automated. I still want you to know that you got the bad review, so we're going to let you know. But I want you to have an opportunity to handle it before it hits your Google. Now, going back to the rehash portion and what you were saying, we built the system around simple statistics, right? When a technician goes out to a job, and this happens a lot, if you're a premium company or a big company or sometimes even a small company, 9 times out of 10, when you're at a job, if it's a marketed lead, you're normally going to be the first or the second guy there, right? And sometimes you can overcome the objections and close the deal on the spot. That's obviously what we want. But a lot of people are stuck in their ways, right? They're going to tell you, I'm getting 3 estimates. There's 5 guys coming behind you. I took 2 or 3 days off work to make sure that I'm getting the best deal. I'm not going to make a decision until I get that information. Every guy comes out. They say they're the best guy. They install the best brand. They're the best guy for the offer. If you send them the quote, they're going to work with you. They all say the same thing, right? And what happens to these customers is they end up getting more confused from when just reading online with or talking to their neighbor than when they get the first quote. By the time they get the last quote, they have no idea what to think.
Hey, Chris, this is where it comes down to processes, though. I mean, like, you know, everyone asks me, how do we grow so fast? My guys don't. You know, if you guys don't have a dialed in sales process to begin with, like, that's a whole other conversation. Like, you know, right. Some of these things we get, you know, we have automated and we have automated follow-ups. And I'm seeing some of these companies and it's like, we sent out the rehash decks, but they never even got the estimate. They never even got the, hey, we're still waiting on an estimate. Hey, we're still waiting on this. Hey, your guy hasn't got back to me. And you'd be surprised how many of those deals fall through the cracks because your guy said he's following up. And I think that's one of the things that I've noticed more than anything is I'm actually catching the issues. I'm catching the problems because the automation doesn't have a choice. It's going to go out no matter what. And I think we're finding so many issues and so many training points that we didn't realize that we're failing, right? Because like, hey, you know, maybe this guy doesn't have the right tools in the house to quote on that spot. Maybe he's not going through a proper presentation. And there's so many little factors that go into deciding if you're gonna get that sale or not. But I think that's one of the things I love the most about any automation is that like I don't have to hope and pray that my team's doing it because as we know, humans are going to do what humans do, right? They're going to do the path of least resistance. As much as they say they're going to do everything, they do everything as lazy as possible.
Right, 100%. I agree. So yeah, that's probably the most important thing about it. But you know, it's really just designed to bring some clarity to that customer when they're in that statistical buying window, right? So we reach out for a few days after the estimate estimate is left open. And the way that we have it programmed is it actually goes in and it checks any open estimate in Service Lane or House Call Pro. And if they accept anything, it'll take them out of the automations. But if it doesn't, it's going to basically do what Vic said and rehash it automatically.
So obviously we're heading into shoulder season, you know, and I think I've actually been on about 30 calls over the last week, just meeting with contractors and really just what I've been doing is just figuring out what they're doing currently, you know, what kind of holes they have in their business. And then from there, we're trying to fill them. And I found obviously, Chris, you work with companies in almost all 50 states, right? Like, you know, there's like only a couple states that we're not working with RP1 or Rocket Bookings and all over the country, everything's... Well, the other thing is not yet, but yeah, dude, if you look all over the country, right, everything's different. I think that's one of the things that we've kind of been able to figure out and be like, hey, we know what works in the Northeast during this time of year. Hey, we know what works in the Southwest. We know what works in the, you know, Southeast and vice versa. And we've been collecting these data points for over 2 years now, working with Rocket Bookings and working with companies, and we're able to actually, hey, we're not going to run this offer here in Las Vegas because we know it's not going to work. Let's run this. And I think that's one of the beauty of working with us is that we're not just saying, here's our software and figure it out.
Yeah.
We have an onboarding team that's actually going to set up all your campaigns for you and set up your first campaign for you, making sure that you guys are ready to go. We already have all the scripting done. We know what works and what doesn't work. We've already A/B tested it on thousands of companies all over the country. And so we know what's going to get you your calls on the board. And I had a call with a guy yesterday, or I think 3 days ago, I talked to him. He said, oh, I'm not really, my board's dead. I got nothing going on. I said, hey, let me jump on with Chris. We get Chris on. Chris goes on a demo, signs up with RP1. We had him live that day. By the next day, he had already booked 30 calls. And that's just the reality is that if you hit us up today, within 72 hours, I will have calls on your board. And that I'll guarantee. If I don't, I'll give you your damn money back because I already know what we're going to be able to do. And we found that almost everybody within the first 5 days more than covers their costs just on tune-up fees, on the amount of fees they, you know, just tune-up charges, plus the average ticket, right? Obviously, we get $600, $700 average ticket. You know, my guys are running at a $1,300, $1,400 average ticket on tune-ups, right? That money's paid back immediately, right? And that's what I look for in marketing and anything that I do. Like, how quick can I get my money back? And some of you guys will go dump money into a billboard and all this other shit that doesn't bring you any money back, when you could spend a little bit on a software that would have ROI within a day, right? Like that's what's kind of crazy to me. And I see so many contractors stepping over dollars to pick up pennies. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, my customers don't like that. Every time someone says, my customers in my market won't respond to that. I said, okay. I'm like, let's give it a try. Let's see what happens. Like I used to say this all the time when I was a technician, and I used to sell the shit out of hard start kits because I was running all the new tune-ups when I first started, right? So I actually used to carry a hard start kit around and I would plug that thing in and show them what it did. And if they, and then what I would do, I put it in, I show them, boom, it's safe. Look what it did. They're like, holy crap. And I start taking that shit back out and they start freaking out. They're like, holy crap. But what we found, he take it away from what I found with contractors, as soon as they try RP1, it's just like, holy crap, this is what I've been missing out. This, you know, and they say, oh, I have a call center. Okay. Well, your call center, we have a call center rep that's used to taking inbound calls, right? This is what they do, right? And then all of a sudden you say, hey, go do outbound calling. Are they very successful?
It's really, really easy to outbound for 1 week. But to outbound consistently over a period of time, which is typically 2 to 3 months in a shoulder season, like keep checking in on that person. I guarantee you, if they started at 110 calls on day one, by week two, they're going to be doing less than half of that, and they're going to be doing it with a frown on their face.
And they're going to be looking for a new job.
They'll be looking for a new job because honestly, you have to have tough skin, you have to have the sales ability, you have to be a communicator. And the reality is that to expect the lowest paid person in your organization to be able to do that day in and day out for 60 to 90 days, it's going to drive them away. It's going to cause issues. Outbounding, it comes down to training. We probably train the outbounders more than companies train their technicians, because that's the kind of, you know, they get beat up on the phones. They need that, right?
Well, it's like anything else. And you guys, some of these companies, right, like they're just like, here you go, call outbound call. And they expect to know, well, the owner doesn't know how to outbound. The manager probably doesn't know how to outbound, and neither does the call center rep. You're just telling people to call, and what they do is it rings one or twice, and they just hang up, and they're just pretending that they're calling all day. And you're like, yeah. You're like, I called 100 people. I'm like, yeah, right. You called 100 people. There's no way you called 100 people, and everybody told you no, right? And that's just the reality. And that's what I ran into in the first couple of years. I didn't know what to do with the shoulder season. Like, dude, all of a sudden we're dead, and I just spend more and more and more and more. And I have contractors like, oh, I'm going to start doing this in October. I was like, that's called taking money and throwing it in the fucking trash, because if you do that in October, I guarantee you, you're going to get no fucking leads and your money's going to be gone, right? And I think that's one of the things that, you know, obviously working with us and people that are on the blueprint, we have conversations like, hey, this time of year, do this. This time of year, do this. This time of year, do this. And it's a strategy that we put in place. And we literally, inside the blueprint, we have a month-by-month strategy on marketing, because every month is different. And, I can't run the same ads in December as I do in October. I can't run the same ads in July as I do in October either. And all the time of year, you got to be working. I think that's one thing that's kind of separates us from our competition, is that we are working inside the business. Every one of my businesses are on RP1 or Rocket Bookings. And I would rather pay someone else to do it for me than pay my staff that does it half-ass. I have to pay their benefits. I got to deal with stress. If they're going to come to work today, if they're in a good mood or a bad mood. Like, if you hand over your call center to us and you let us do the outbounding, we are cracking the whip all day. You don't have a manager that's going to manage them all day. Not only do we have the software that can connect more, well, we have the training day in and day out. Chris is doing training with these guys on objection handling, and I'm jumping on and training them what to say and do as well. But on top of that, this is all they do all day. And if they don't hit their numbers, they don't get to work here. We got applications as far as the eyes can see, right? And that's just reality. We have to stay on top of it. And this is why some of the biggest private equity groups and some of the biggest companies in the country have chosen us, because we are relentless in training. But we also, everything is tested on my company, so we already know what works in every market almost.
Right. And it really comes down to strategies and paying attention to the data points at all times. Like, really, to sum this up and not get too nerdy, if you have 10,000 people in your database, even with our best strategies working in place, we're only getting a 20 to 25% connection rate, right? So if you're making 200 phone calls a day, you're only going to get to talk to 50 people. It takes those 200 phone calls to have those conversations. But, you know, it's not as simple as calling everyone one time. That's not what we do at Rocket Bookings. Everyone has a different job, a different career. I mean, most people fit into 9 to 5. But if you guys ever watched The Office, you know, the best analogy I can give you is the episode starts the same way every time. Everyone's working at their desk and they're, you know, it looks like a normal day. Then the drama starts and you know, people start laughing and the episode goes on. We have to make Jim's cell phone ring on the way to go flirt with Pam, right? And again, that's different for everyone depending on what you do for work. But you have to layer in multiple attempts for each customer. We've broken those down to 2-hour windows. And that's how we get a hold of them. So if you have 10,000 people in your database, we know over a 60 to 90 day campaign, we're getting ready to do 10,000 calls, because that's what it's going to take to be able to connect to those people. So again, the outbounding, you know, and when these girls, when they try to outbound in the office, you know, they go in and they get fired up and they usually do it for a couple hours. And then the next time you walk by their desk, they're busy again. They're only calling through their list from 8 to 10. Right, there could be 40% of your list doesn't have the ability to pick up between 8 to 10, because that's when they're meeting with their team, or they're in their sales meeting, or that's when their conferences with their staff, that's when they guide their team. And that's one of the biggest pitfalls that we see. But we have to make those changes according to the data, on the connection rates, on the times, on the attempts, and that's just really, really hard to do for a contractor without that sort of tech stack, not to mention, you know, the old school way of literally picking up a phone and dialing. It doesn't help.
Yeah, that's, I mean, obviously, I have a cell phone, and if I see a number I don't know, I'm not answering, right? And so there's other ways and other strategies that we get in front of those people, and we have a, you know, if we're, you know, 50 times better connection rate than what you guys have, obviously the conversion is going to be 50 times more, probably better than what you guys can do day in and day out. Well, you know, Chris, I mean, it sounds like we went over a lot of information as far as shoulder season. And when I talk to people right now, you know, if you guys are in business and you guys are struggling and trying to figure out what to do, you really got to think different, right? So right now, you know, everyone always wants to throw dump money into digital marketing, and they think that's going to work. But during the shoulder season, that's not what works. We got to reactivate our customers, right? We got to get out in our community. Like I say, we always got to get loud in the off season, right? Like, hey, go sponsor those events. Go get set up a booth. Go get in front of your customers. Get in those community groups. Do things for free, giveaways, and whatever the stuff you got to do to get in front of those customers, get in their house. But shoulder season, get loud. Right. When by being loud, it could be sending out text messages, it could be making outbound calling, it could be putting up banners at the sporting events, it could be getting in your local B&Is, going out to HOAs, you know, setting up the coffee and donuts for elderly communities, things like that we do in our businesses that are going to get people to, you know, see that who we are and want to do business with us, interact with us. You got to get better at the hand-to-hand combat. You can't be lazy. In this time of year, you got to step up and do the things you need to do. And if you guys feel like you're, you know, maybe it's out of your league and you don't want to do it, let us take care of it for you, right? Let us take care of the automation. You don't have to worry about it. You know, you can go with one of our other competitors, right? But they're not going to set up your campaign for you. They don't have the knowledge day in and day out, and they don't have the staff trained to do what we do. And they don't know what campaigns are working. They just say, here you go, figure it out. I don't want to figure things out myself. I'm a contractor. And that's what RP1 does. And we're more of a done-for-you service rather than here, figure it out. You already got enough software. If you got service tie in-house, call it. You got to figure that shit out all day. You don't got time for that. We'll set up your campaign for you. You want us to set up automation, set up our reviews. We set up all that stuff for you through your onboarding. So you guys don't have to worry about it. It's one less thing. And then if you guys are bigger companies and you guys want guaranteed calls, like I'm talking like, hey, if we don't book 250 calls for you this month, you don't pay. That's what Rocket Bookings is. We will guarantee you the calls. We'll make sure not just book them. We actually follow through on the CRM. We track them, and we actually make sure you're running the calls. You're not paying for calls that you're not running. And I think that's something that differentiates us from anybody else in the market. And obviously our product knowledge and how we communicate. We don't come off like we're people that don't understand. No, we sound like people are working in your office, which makes a big difference. So, Chris, man, it's been a pleasure having you on. Is there anything you want to leave to the guests?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. I would just say, look, you mentioned something about trying like traditional marketing sources during shoulder season. The reality is the economy's tightening up. If we can get you through the house, into the house through service and not a marketed promotion, I think my favorite part about that kind of stuff is the customer's not in the shopping mindset, right? They're not going to go get 2-3 other quotes when you're there for service because there's an issue with the system and it needs to get replaced to work. So when that happens, it's a lot easier to take those customers, put them on the market, and take them off. That's why we do this. That's why, I mean, there's literally a method to the madness for everything that we do, which is just kind of driving home your point. But don't give up, guys. The shoulder season's tough. It doesn't have to be tough. So if you guys need help with any of this, or even if you just want some outbound training, you can reach out to me as a resource. I think Vic will put my contact info in this. But you need to prepare your expectations for how difficult that job actually is. Because again, it's really easy to outbound for a week. It's really hard to outbound for 9 to 12.
Well, the other thing is, if you guys are, this time of year is training season, right? And we have a couple classes coming up that will completely change the way your business operates in the wintertime. We'll have your guys making double their average ticket from last year. We're going to see far more sales, far more repairs, things coming in. And if you guys haven't taken advantage or gotten signed up for one of our classes coming up, we have two. We have one in Southern California in September, end of September, the 26th and 27th. Then we have one in Dallas, the 10th and 11th. These are going to be a two-day total immersion class where we're going to go through our step-by-step tune-up process and how we take those customers from $39, $49, $59 tune-ups and turn them into replacements. But on top of that, if you guys haven't had proper heat exchanger training, we will teach you guys everything you need to know about heat exchangers, how to inspect them, what the types of heat exchangers, how to explain it to a customer, how to get a customer to understand that there's a problem, they need to take care of it. Yeah. We'll teach you all that stuff in those 2 days. It's probably the best class that I run. So if you guys haven't checked it out, go to callprofitrocket.com, get signed up for that. If you are a business owner and you're trying to figure out strategies and things to implement, October 5th in Southern California, we are having a one-day event. It's a free event for business owners. Come out. We'll totally immerse you in operations, marketing, and we'll show you all the things that we're doing in these companies to grow them and scale them. You saw what I've done here in Arizona at Cisco. We're up 151% year over year. We hit 36.2% net last month. If that's something that you want to do in your business, we will show you how. So make sure to go to callprofitrocket.com, get signed up. If you guys are looking to get a demo of RP1 or Rocket Bookings, go to rp1.ai. Go ahead and click the link in there. Get a demo with Chris. He'll go through everything with you. And even if you don't sign up with us, by the time you're done with it, you'll have way better idea what to do to help your business scale. So, Chris, man, thanks for coming on. I'm excited to get this out. I mean, if you guys are listening to this, if you guys enjoyed the podcast, make sure to like, subscribe, share it with your friends. Chris, anything else?
That's it. I think we nailed it. Thanks for having me on, Vic. I really enjoyed it.
All right, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to tune in next week to another RocketX podcast. Thanks. Thank you.